welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Flawn, and here he is, our engineer and our little producer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hello there, sir.
How's it going?
It is going well. How are you doing?
Doing well. I got invited to a special party I wanted to tell you about this week.
Okay.
So it is a watercolor painting party. So Okay. Everybody goes in the room, and you get watercolors.
I've heard of these.
And
okay.
Easel.
Right.
And you paint.
And you make your own thing.
It's not me. I'm not going to be able to do this very well. And, you know, so people said, no, you discover something about yourself that's really important, you know? And I said, yeah, I'm going to discover something important that I can't paint.
Your inner Bob Ross with the little happy birds.
That's not exactly going to be me. You're talking to Michelangelo today. No. You know what I think I was going to do? I might go in there and just do, like, my abstract of the cover of, say, Sgt. Pepper.
There you go.
And maybe just do something crazy, right?
See, nobody can judge you on abstracts.
I guess not. I don't know. I'm going to try my best. But I have to say, like, when we're doing stuff at the Catholic Faith Network, where I'm the CEO over there, the Catholic Television Network. Mm-hmm. You know, I draw on yellow pads all the time. I sketch out stuff. I sketch out, sets and all of that. So I'm kind of used to that.
Have to let it go a little further.
I have to let myself get a little at ease with
this. Come on, let your little inner vein go.
We're talking about discovery today, as a matter of fact, discovering some new gifts in our life, how God kind of calls us through our life to discover all kinds of new things. You know, we never really finish that process, and that's what's beautiful about it. Prayer, a little contemplation, a little meditation takes us to a new place, and we discover new things about ourselves. That's what we're talking about on Religion and Rock, discovering new things about ourselves and all the new things God has in store. This is Styx to start us all off. It's called Come Sail Away.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea. I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on. Of angels appeared above my head.
Have you ever just wanted to start over and go someplace else, discover a whole new world? You know, there's something, I think about that sometimes because I know a couple of people who have done that. And it's a rather intriguing thing, you know, to kind of go someplace else. Because we tend to kind of live where we grow up and kind of live, you know, sort of around if you're like me. Not everybody's like that. I mean, there are people who have moved away. And, you know, I have a friend, Kevin, who I know from when he was a kid. He lives in Arizona now. Like, it's a whole other world. You know, it's 150 degrees every day for all you listening in Arizona. You know, I understand. It's a whole different thing. Sometimes I think there's something very amazing and exciting about that. You know, to pick up and say, I'm going someplace else. And I'm going to start a whole different kind of life here. It's going to be something that's going to be interesting and different, exciting, and God's going to be with me. You know, there's something about that, that we do carry our history with us. We carry relationships with us. And now more than ever, you know, what's really cool about it is that we really can take family and friends with us, right? Because of the internet, because of all of the gadgets on our phones, we can talk anytime we want to anybody we like. There's something beautiful about that. And yet we can try that new beginning. We can try that fresh start. We can try that other space, perhaps, where we can discover the beauty of family and friendship and all the things that, you know, God has waiting for us in some other place. So if you've just moved, you know what? There's something great out there for you, and God bless you for that. If you're in the same place like me that you've been for a while, you know, on Long Island, that's where I am, in, you know, broadcasting from, you say, yeah, well, okay, that's good too. Different ways to discover new things about our lives. Sometimes it's not geographic. Sometimes it's that spiritual journey, you know, the spiritual newness. There's something exciting about either way when we kind of look at it deeply. Here's Peter Gabriel. This is called Kiss That Frog.
Defense. Kiss that frog, you will get your grin.
rather obvious reference to kissing a frog turning into a prince, right? You know, there's something in our lives that kind of calls us to discover new things about ourselves, but we've got to be willing to kiss the frog. It sounds a little crazy, but to try something new is sometimes a little daring, right? You say to yourself, well, I don't know if I can do that. I'm not really sure I want to do that. And when we try it, often, you know what? There's something nice about learning something new about ourselves, you know, and there's something kind of interesting about that. You know, a lot of you who know me know, for example, that I don't drink, you know, and not because I've made a major commitment to, or in a program. I just don't drink. I don't know, just never got into it. And I was at a party recently and I said, you know what? I'm going to try a Negroni. I never had one in my entire life. So I asked the bartender for a Negroni and I tried like a couple of sips and I was like, now I know I don't drink, you know, because I don't enjoy this at all. And it's interesting. Like for me, you know, more discovery of that which I already knew. Sometimes that happens in our lives. So we learn a little bit more of that which we already know about ourselves. And we kind of learn about our passions that way. And we learn about the things perhaps that can tag us that way, right? And say, well, I got to stay away from that. That's not good for me. Or these people are not good for me. Or this situation's not good for me. It's too tempting. Those kinds of things we always have to be aware of. And I think we only discover new things about ourselves by doing a little introspection. It's not about making the world about us, but it's about a little introspection now and then and understanding what God has in store for us and how God created us, where the dark spots are, where the tender spots are, and trying to avoid that in a sense and knowing that about ourselves so that we can avoid it at perhaps all costs and save ourselves some happiness. Hey, here's Joe Walsh. This is called Life of Illusion. Kidding ourselves is something that we're pretty good at, right? You look in the mirror and you say, hey, you know, I look like I'm about 15, I don't know, 18 years old maybe. No, you're looking like you're 50, pal. There's something about the reality of looking at our lives and saying, you know what, this is who we are. But to be able to accept who we are, to not live that life of illusion, to know that we know who we are, and perhaps not everybody else does, you know, and that's okay too. There may be parts of our life that maybe other people don't know about. Maybe they don't know about a sensitivity we have, and that we cry when we watch a movie or something like that, you know? That's okay. I think that we don't have to pretend to be totally frank with the entire world at every moment of every moment. No, we have a private life, and there's something fine about that, but it's about living a lie. We don't want to live a lie in our lives. We have to try to be authentic people, and God calls us to be authentic, which means embracing the good, embracing the ugly, and recognizing that God is there to kind of redeem it all, you know, and to present ourselves before God and say, here I am, you know, with all the foibles, but do what you can with it, Lord, because I want to do the best I can in this world. You know, help me to be a good dad, a good mom. Help me to be faithful. All of those things make such a big difference, and they're worth praying for, but they're also worth pursuing, you know, with action in our own lives, too. Here's the Eagles, Already Gone.
Soon find out it's true.
already gone in our lives, sometimes we hang on to things that have hurt us, right? We hang on to stuff in our life a long time, anger and hurt and pain towards somebody who's done something wrong to us. You think about that. Sometimes that makes us so small, right? It makes us small because not only because we're unforgiving, but because we've let a past hurt tax us. In some way or another in our lives, we have to be able to heal. And to be open to healing, I think, has a lot to do with our spiritual selves. It's opening ourselves up, discovering that God can heal us in our lives. And the places, you know, we hear that all the time, the places where we're broken, when it heals, we're even stronger, right? Like a bone, you know? After that spot is healed, it's even stronger than it was in the beginning. I think in our lives, that's how healing occurs. And it's not always fast and it's not always easy. Sometimes I say that at a wake. I stand before the family and I say, I wish I could tell you how you heal a broken heart. I haven't learned that myself. But somehow, through the grace of God, we do heal. Somehow, through the grace of God, we get up the next day after the funeral of a loved one, and somehow the heart kind of does heal. Maybe not the same way it was before, but it does heal. And there's something beautiful and important about that. We need to discover that in our lives and understand how that works so that we can open ourselves to God and say, hey, I need some healing here. And can you initiate that process? I'll do the work. Initiate the process so I kind of know it in my own life. Here's Steely Dan, My Old School. We'll be right back. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about discovery today. My old school kind of connects to a real old story, but I've told it before, but it's a great story. I went back to my junior high school with the superintendent of schools, who was my classmate, Anthony Cacciola. If you listen, Anthony, God bless you. Thank you for doing this. And I went back to the West Babylon Junior High School to take a tour of my junior high, which to me had the biggest stage and a big cafeteria and so much going on in it, you know. And when I walked around, I was like, puny. I couldn't believe how little it was, you know. When I was there, it was giant. The classroom desks were small. I couldn't even fit in a desk, you know. The auditorium was not huge at all. The school was in great condition, thanks be to God, but at the same time, it wasn't as big as I remember it, you know. Yeah, we grow out of things, right? And that's important to know in our lives. We do grow out of things. You might be able to think back to a favorite pair of jeans, a favorite pair of shoes, you know. We grow out of them. And in time, we have to grab onto something new. So that's part of this discovering in our life. It's sort of that Tarzan using vines to get through the jungle. You know, as we let go of one vine, we grab onto another. God stays with us. And that's how we get along, because the next vine is sort of always there, but we need that, you know, that kind of courage that's necessary, that comes from faith, to let go of the old vine and grab onto the new one. That second, when we need that courage, that's really where we got to trust in God. Here's Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home. We'll be right back. I think when we're younger, we're people of shortcuts all the time, right? We do shortcuts with our academics. We do shortcuts to get ourselves home. We do shortcuts in relationships. We do shortcuts in gift buying, all those things. When I was a kid, you know, everything was sort of fast and moving. I think as time gets on and you get a little bit older, things are a lot more thoughtful, right? Our actions are a lot more thoughtful. And there's something kind of good to discover about that, that, yeah, maybe we're a little bit slower in some ways on purpose about things to savor the great things about different parts of our lives. You know, Rachel Ray has a new book out, How to Live Like an Italian, is what it's called. And basically what it talks about is slowing down our lives, enjoy our friends, laugh, have a glass of wine and sit and talk for a little bit before dinner. Don't rush your meals. All these things that we kind of learned early on in life. But at the same time, rediscovering that can help us in a lot of ways to rediscover our prayer life and our God in our lives too. So there's something important about recognizing that and putting it into action in our lives, you know? Here's Jimmy Buffett. Been a while. Off to see the lizard.
Round her neck, bracelets on her feet, a superstitious woman from the land of sugar cane. She sings the sun to bed and dance out in the rain. Dance out, dance out, dance out in the rain. She'd excite us with a legend that the Africans stole about a red iguana who turned lava into gold. We'd mount an expedition heading up into the bay. Superstitious children playing pirate for a day. Off to see the lizard. Off to see the lizard. Deja, deja, deja vu. Believe it and it will come true. Deja, deja, deja do. What works for me might work for you. Being rich and famous seems to have its ups and downs. That's the price you pay for being troubadours and clowns. Godzilla's halitosis, it'd be vaporizing cars. Elvis up in Michigan or maybe out on Mars. Dance out, dance out, dance out to the stars. But living in the briar patch ain't what it appears. Sooner or later, you gotta face your fears. I heard it from the parrot verbalizing in the tree. I heard it in the songline of the Aborigine. Off to see the lizard. Off to see the lizard. Deja, deja, deja vu. Believe it and it will come true. Deja, deja, deja do. What works for me might work for you. Does it work for me? Will it work for you?
Yeah, yeah.
If you believe it will,
yeah, yeah.
It will come true.
Yeah, yeah.
I got problems with my brain underneath my curls. Problems with Lorraine and all the other girls. Love a wealthy woman and the pretty plane she flies. If you think this sounds confusing, you should see it through my eyes. Dancing, dancing, dancing through my eyes. I'm turning off the waterfall, the tourists can go home. Feeling time to travel, time to write a poem, time to seek some therapy, I'm going walkabout. Answers are the easy part, questions raise the doubt. Off to see the lizard, off to see the lizard. Deja, deja, deja vu, believe it and it will come true. Deja, deja, deja do, what works for me might work for you. Deja, deja, deja vu.
There's no doubt that there's journey in life, right? So we have to move. We have to kind of get ourselves through this world somehow. And in that process, you know, there's something really great about that. I don't know if you've ever met somebody who really hasn't grown, you know. It's kind of a sad thing to notice that the person, of course, in stature has grown and age has grown, but their mindset is still kind of lost in, I don't know, the 70s or something. It's kind of sad when you recognize that. I think in our lives, you know, we all are off to see the wizard. We're all on a bit of a journey. What do we do? You know, what do we do with that? And the idea is to be able to see the adventure of life, I think, and to recognize that God accompanies us on this wild adventure. And we don't really know where the next thing is or the next turn is or the next bump or the next downhill, you know, run. But the reality is that in the midst of that all, God is with us. So that's about trust and recognizing and discovering God in the midst of the trust of our lives. Really important. Here's Tom Petty. This is called Time to Move On.
What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on, time to get going. Broken skyline, moving through the airport. She's an honest defector, conscientious objector, now her own protector. Yeah, broken skyline. Which way to love land? Which way to something better? Which way to forgiveness? Which way do I go? Yeah, it's time to move on. Time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. Yeah, it's time to move on. Time to get going. Sometime later, getting the words wrong, wasting the meaning, losing the rhyme. It's nauseous adrenaline, breaking up a dogfight like a deer in the headlights, frozen in real time. I'm losing my mind. It's time to move on, time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on, it's time to get going.
Ever the truth of our lives or what, right? Time to move on. That's part of the deal in our life. I mean, sometimes it's time to move on, you know, in a career change or in a path that we're on. Other times it's just personally, spiritually, time to move on. I've been harboring this hatred long enough. I've been harboring this sadness long enough. Whatever it is in our hearts or whatever it is in our world, ultimately that's where we find satisfaction and happiness, is discovering that we got to move on. And that's human nature to hang on, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to hang on to anger, isn't it? It's a lot of work to hang on to being mad at somebody. And sometimes I think human nature is sort of like that starfish, you know, when it loses one of its legs, bloop, a new one grows back on. That's that amazing ability we have through the grace of God to heal. There's something important about discovering that in our lives and knowing that in our lives and say, yeah, it is my time now. It's my time to move on and to heal and to move on to something new and healthier and happier for me, because I opened myself up to goodness once again, and I'm not going to stay in this dark spot forever. You know, it's an important thing to be able to discover. Hey, here's the Black Crowes. This is called Seeing Things.
find it hard to shed a tear. Brought it on yourself, my dear. And wrong, yes, I may be.
seeing things for the first time is all about insight in our lives, you know? It's all about gaining insight. And that's not easy to do, but in our lives, that's what we're called to gain insight. How do you get there? I think the only way to get there, honestly, is through prayer, a little meditation, a little contemplation, thinking about our life, where we've been, where we're heading. I think that's how we get to the next level, is by recognizing that, yeah, we need to spend a little quiet time, maybe a little alone time with you and God and me and God, you know? There's something good about that. I try to do that every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, actually, between 5 and 6. I pray for all of you, too, every day. But there's something good about that, to recognize that, yeah, that's how we gain insight. And it's not easy to do, but I think that's part of the challenge in our lives. You know, can we recognize that challenge to see things for the first time in a new way, to discover something new about ourselves? Yeah, it takes that meditation, contemplation. It's a little bit of that going to the gym to work out spiritually, if you will, so we get the muscle that's necessary to get that vision. I think that's kind of an important part of our lives. The bottom line is this next song. Really, here's the Beatles. All You Need Is Love. Beatles are right there. I guess all you need, really, when you boil it all down, is love, because love is where we're going to find God. In the Bible, it says God is love. That's the truth of the matter. So wherever there's love, there's God. And once we define that and see that in our lives, everything begins to make sense. We discover new things about ourselves, that we're valuable and gifted, that we're forgivable, that we can forgive, that we can love, that there's mercy, you know, and compassion. All of that stuff is such good stuff about being a human being. And I think that's part of what we're challenged to be. Life is not always easy, right? That's the bottom line. It's not always easy. But it's about working through life. It's about discovering new things about ourselves that we recognize that God continues to travel with us. You know, none of us is alone. None of us travels alone. On this journey of life, we walk with lots of people that God gives us here and with God himself, who helps us every day and calls us every day to happiness and to deep joy. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man of discovery himself, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.